What's going on, people? It's another episode with Daily Talks with Link, man. And today is a special day for me, man. Today is May 1st, 2021. Today is my twin's birthday. So I want to give them a shout out. Happy birthday, Cyrus and Sierra. And today is also my auntie Shay's birthday, who I dearly love. And I just want to give her wonderful shout out and tell her happy birthday and enjoy your day in the best way. But what's good, y'all, man? It's me, man. I'm back. I know it's been a little minute since I crunk up an episode of the podcast, man. And from that point, man, it's just right now just doing a lot of thinking, you know what I'm saying? Just me personally just doing a lot of thinking and trying to stay focused on certain things right now. And you know what I'm saying? I gotta start paving my way more. I gotta start, you know what I mean? I gotta up the ante a little bit. I think that's the that's where I'm at right now. I'm in a position where I gotta up the ante. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing shit and, you know what I mean, I'm wanting shit and different things. It's like, but I ain't putting what I need to in something for it to even be at the level I want it to be. So right now I'm just mentally in a state where I'm really into just upping the ante and buckling down and just sticking to the grind, like real heavy on that one right now, like really sticking to the grind and trying to just stay like as extremely focused as possible. Cause I mean, like right now, man, it's a lot of things been tough with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Just staying focused and dealing with different things and shit, but I just want to goddamn be in a position where I can grind at the best I can and just having good outcomes through each time that I'm doing something. Just have good outcomes, you know what I'm saying? The good outcomes always keep you motivated and keep you going. So that's one thing I'm really focused on too, like just trying to have some good outcomes and good things to focus on myself. You know, but today, man, I just wanted to get into talking about building trust in your relationship and having boundaries you shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? And one thing in a relationship that I know now, since I've been in one for 6 years now, is building trust in your relationship is probably like a super fundamental foundation for a successful thing. Anything successful, like you have to have that, being able to be open with somebody, being able to not like hesitate certain things and shit, like having an open mind and having somebody who's there for you and trust you a lot. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, I believe that's very much it. Like for me, in dealing with the relationship I'm in now, it's definitely a foundation that you must have for it to even last at any, for it to last for any type of time. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be worrisome going through some shit with somebody and it ain't even, you know, it ain't even what you think it is. And you all worrisome about the shit. You know what I mean? Nah, man. You want to have that trust, that ability to just lay it all out. I think that's the best. Well, you ain't gotta be so hesitant on shit. Like, damn, should I say this? Like, you thinking extra hard about this situation. Nah, man, the best relationships is when you open and trustful. Like, a lot of people don't even get to deal with that, though. Like, you be hearing this type of stuff and people saying things like this, but a lot of people don't even get to deal with this type of stuff in their relationships at all. Like, it's crazy. Like, they be in a situation where all they doing is lying. You get what I'm saying? Lying. And you'll be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, being in something where I'm just completely open and it's such a good friendship, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know what I mean? We just lay it out. It ain't no hesitation on nothing. Like, it's there. We gonna say what we need to say. So, I think that's big, too. But another thing is, too, though, outside of building a building that super good trust you want, I think another one is boundaries you shouldn't have. Like, you don't want to set super crazy boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have some form of hope, and it's like some almost a point to meet somebody at. You know what I mean? You don't want to just have some boundaries where a nigga just like, damn, I ain't even goddamn got to where I need to with all these damn boundaries. He ain't let me goddamn go through nothing. You know what I'm saying? And not saying that boundaries are bad, because you always want to set boundaries in any situation. You know what I'm saying? But you don't want to put too much strain on it. You know what I mean? And have somebody feeling like, making somebody feel very uncomfortable or uneven. You know what I'm saying? Just not really there. So you really want to focus on that, try to change that in your situations. But for the most part, you know what I mean, just have boundaries, but not so, I feel like have them, but not so strict. You know what I'm saying? Because it, you'll be in a situation, talk to somebody, everything all good. You know what I'm saying? And you just got a super boundary over you. You know, you're like, damn, he can't get, you might, like for the man, he might trying to get into a situation with a woman and he can't be as, is nice as he want to, or is good as he want to her, because she got a super boundary over her. It's like, damn, girl, could you know what I mean, let me open up. And I know a lot of that shit come through from past trauma and all that type of shit, which is crazy, because there's so much stuff you got to deal with when you out here dating and dealing with different people. But for the most part, man, yeah, I just really want people to know, man, like, you ain't got to have super boundaries on your situations. You know what I'm saying? Let somebody, you know what I mean, take a chance. And that's one thing too, being in relationships, man, we got to take a little more hope. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we all get in situations and just almost thinking bad. It's crazy. Like, I ain't even gonna say almost thinking bad. Like, people really be getting in a situation with somebody, talking to them, vibing and whatever, and really be like thinking the worst of it. You be like, damn, you ain't got no sense of hope for this shit to work out at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's scary. Like, people not even going in with a sense of hope or nothing. Like, they know exactly what's going on. Soon as they in, they like, shit, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I know exactly what I'm, you know what I mean? And you, and it be, like, I understand when it's like little popping drops and shit like that, you know what I mean, where you know the situation, they know the situation, so they, it's there. But I'm talking about like people literally getting in like real relationships, you know what I'm saying, and really trying to commit and really be on some other shit, you know what I mean? So like, you most definitely got to be aware of that type of stuff out here too, you know what I mean? Just staying focused. Like, once again, it's hard, you know what I mean? A lot of times you got to find that place. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you want to, like, be successful into something. I had read something the other day, man. It's like, I forgot what they were saying. Well, no, I know. That was like, successful people is doing everything that unsuccessful people are doing. But the thing is, they're doing the more successful things more often than the ordinary unsuccessful person. You know what I'm saying? If that make any sense. Like, successful people, they constantly doing whatever they do to be successful on a daily and day-to-day basis. You know what I'm saying? Like, staying in a routine, which made them get to the most successful point they is. I mean, the most successful point they are at their life. So, an unsuccessful person who ain't successful in their own right in terms of like life and shit is because they not putting that effort in consistently on an ordinary day-to-day basis. They do it more occasionally, you know what I'm saying? While that's really the difference, you know what I'm saying? Like, you occasionally trying to do some shit. Like, a nigga want to go to the NBA. And then and another dude want to go to the NBA. The one who's daily day going to practice and daily day putting in that work, he gonna always have a better chance than a dude who not even putting in work, over putting in work, I could say. He doing it very occasionally. Come to practice sometime, come somewhere sometime type shit. It ain't never like he really, this is what he own and this is what he want. They gonna, it's always gonna lean towards to the hard worker. What they say, hard work beats talent all the time when talent ain't working. And that's just facts. You know what I mean? That's pure facts. Anybody tell you that? You know what I mean? If you ain't gonna be no hard worker or anything you doing, man, it is definitely not gonna look too good for you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just starting to see that. And just being not only hard working, but doing good work and staying down. You know what I mean? I think we get in a lot of situations where we, especially for us young guys, man, we, nigga be hard to stay down on some shit. You know what I mean? Jumping the idea, don't know what he want to do. You know what I mean? You got to just stay down on what you feel like is it for you. You know what I'm saying? And I start to feel like that now. You know what I'm saying? Just stay down to what I see now. There's no need to be. I mean, like I say, we all got so many different ideas and stuff like that that we want to do. But you got to buckle down and focus on one thing so you ain't putting so much effort into everything around you. You'll never get nothing done. You know what I'm saying? You'll never get it done. Trying to put an effort into 30 different things instead of focusing on that one thing. Because if you focus on the one thing, man, and do it consistently and at a good pace and always stand on it, it's bound to happen. You know what I'm saying? But you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent and good. I can definitely say that. I don't want you just thinking you could just be consistent and you're not really good at it. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you're good. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to something you feel like you choosing a career in or something that you know you can feel like you can do for the rest of your life and not even have a care in the world that you doing it. You know what I mean? You love it so much like that. You most definitely want to have that focus and just staying true to you. I think that's big too. Staying true to you. You know what I mean? Knowing yourself and being able to point out what you know about yourself. I think that's very big too. I don't think a lot of people know themselves to the extent that they should know. You know what I mean? Like I feel like I fully know myself. I know who I am. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I know where my life is and I know where it should be. You know what I mean? That's just me. Just being confident in knowing myself. That's something I think I'm pretty good and pretty focused on for the most part. But yeah, man, I just wanted to get on here, man, and just spill out a few words of advice, man. And once again, I want to give another shout out to my twins, Cyrus and Sierra. Happy birthday to y'all. Also, another shout out to my auntie Shay. Happy birthday. I love you to death. And I probably ended up hit y'all again a little later on next week. Hit you with another beautiful podcast. And peace and blessings to everybody out there, man. And y'all, I want y'all to stay good and just stay blessed. Peace.